Almighty, giving honor to God, we thank God for being here this morning. You okay? Gonna help me pray? Not today? Okay. I got it. I love those kicks though. Thank God. In the name of Jesus, we give God praise and we magnify him for being here this morning. We thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for all of our loved ones. Amen. Just so some of you all know, I have adopted an additional name. I am Benjamin Todd Davis Flores. Okay, I have a, well, that's not my legal name, but I've adopted the last part, the Flores. Thank you. I'm so much in love with the Flores family until I've decided I've made myself a Flores, okay? So just so you know, amen. If you call me Pastor Flores, I know who you're talking about, all right? Amen. Amen. I ain't kidding. Amen. So I give God praise and I magnify him. Is that my little brother? Good morning, little soldier. How you doing, little soldier? Big little soldier, all covered up. Good morning. Oh, I've missed you. Amen. I left my prayer book at home with my notes and all that stuff in it. I left it at home, so I can't go down the list of prayer requests that came in. Can I? You got one out of it, girl. There you go. Come on. Amen. Amen. I do want to pray. I understand that there's a lot of weather-related issues. I got some emails on yesterday. I forgot where it's from, but I think it's Northeast where the church, the rainwater was so high on the church, it was up to like the attic window. The church was just flooded. Hey, Zoe, sensational. The church was just flooded and people are asking for prayer. I understand that Afghanistan, there's some serious issues going on in Afghanistan, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot going on. Pastor Sandy, I hope you got a copy of Pastor Sandy's message for this morning. It's on our Facebook under RMBC Facebook. RMBC Hebrew Club. I think that's what it is, but RMBC for sure. And there's a lot of things going on, and I hope you went and got a copy of the message off the Facebook link. For today, it's supposed to be powerful. I went over some of the notes. It's supposed to be absolutely incredible about the 9th of Av, and there are some things that actually happen that are just nuts. So you definitely want to be a part of that. I'm talking while my wife looks for the prayer.
Oh, okay. Oh. Cool. Today's list too.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Do we have any prayers this morning?
I will tell you
something. I want to give a shout out and let you know I'm praying for the Salty Saints.
Yes.
I got it right, didn't I?
You did.
For Karen Fox. One of the most powerful soldiers around, and Warhammer, another amazing, powerful soldier in the army of the Lord, and so many others. We're praying for you. We're lifting you up. What you got?
Okay, we got a list today.
Okay, maybe it was good I left my list behind because I'd be going.
Can you name those from last week?
Yes. Okay. These are the people from last week that the saints have been praying over and praying for. And if you feel you need us to pray for you continuously through the week, you need to enter into the chat room, let Asia know. Amen. Asia, say hi. Say hi. Oh, yeah. I said, Asia, say hi. She said, say hi. Amen. Let her know in the chat room that you want to be added to the list that we pray for throughout the week. Amen. So, Rupp, give me some names.
Kevin R., Murphy M., Lala, Leanne
Lala.
O., Norma R., Olga Y., Sean M., Stephanie M., Nazia D., Ascendas, mm-hmm. Sherry C, Randy R, Christopher M, Maria B, Karen B, Warhammer, well, yeah. For Stephanie, Myra, and Marie.
Amen. You are in our prayers. Please don't think that once we sign off that you're forgotten about, because you're not. What they actually do is Pastor Nicole a list of all the people that have asked for prayer. Pastor Nicole prints that list up. or she puts it together and then she sends it out to the prayer warriors so that we can pray over them all week long. So don't think that just because we're off air, we're not working. We're still very, very busy. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead.
All right. So our first prayer is from Christopher. Mm-hmm. It's regarding his mom, Georgia.
Okay.
It says, Mom said, the Spirit of God and the angels kicked the devil and his minions.
Come on, say that one more time. I want to hear that again. Say it like you mean it.
Mom said. The Spirit of God and the angels kicked the devil and his minions out of the hospital.
I love it.
The Lord himself and a legion of angels are working in the hospital against this man-made pestilence.
Yes.
Healing and preparing his children. Thank you very much. Mama said to tell you, thank you. She loves you.
I love Mama. Amen. Amen.
We will all soon be with the Father.
Yes.
I'll see you at the supper.
Amen. I love it. That's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Hallelujah.
Mama kind of bold, ain't she?
Yeah.
Mama bold. I love bold Mama. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Amen. The last I heard, we were praying for Destina and family.
Oh, just about to ask
They were all sick, but Destina ended up in the hospital last week. She ended up in the hospital. First she went, because she was struggling, and they said, oh, you're fine, go home. The next day she went back because she kept fainting.
Oh.
And they said she had pneumonia. How she got pneumonia from one day to the next, who knows?
A one-day pneumonia?
Anyway, in the hospital, she was struggling, and I talked to her mom. Her mom said that, she gets in her head, like we all do. I don't know about you guys, but my head is dangerous. She gets in her head, and so it's back and forth between strength and weakness. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, her mom texted me and told me that she talked to the doctors. And she, because, you know, and just for anybody who knows, when you have pneumonia, you should not be sleeping on your back.
Right.
You should be on your side, because sleeping on your back puts too much pressure on your lungs and can cause them to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in a hospital, they won't put them on their side, which makes it harder for whatever work they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she talked to the doctor and forced the doctor to let her lay on her side,
mm-hmm,
and give her some of the treatment that they weren't giving her, any type of breathing treatment. They were trying to force her to be ventilated.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pushing the vaccine, even though she's already sick. So that's like something you really shouldn't be talking about at this point.
Right.
It's not helpful at this point.
Right.
But pushing, as soon as you get better, take the vaccine rather than dealing with her.
Right.
Her immediate needs. And so after her mom talked to her doctor, and of course the doctor was not very happy, told her she needed to go to the administration, they gave her the antibiotics she needed, which should have been the first thing they gave her.
Right.
They moved her on her side, and they gave her the steroids she needed to help stimulate her lungs.
Wow.
And so we're going to continue to pray for
prayer her. Changes things, don't it? Amen. Weren't they the ones giving her the hard time because she didn't want to be vaccinated?
No, this was not Destina.
That's a different person.
This is a different person.
Okay.
But in this case, they're pushing the vaccination in the midst of her current illness.
Right.
Which is not helpful.
It's not helpful. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Gotta praise mom. Gotta praise God for mamas.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mama bears.
Mama bear.
Don't mess with our babies.
Amen.
Right, Joanna? Don't mess with our babies. Amen. So this is a prayer from Mary. She lives with her adult son, which is fallen and taken the trap. So we're going to follow exactly what she said.
Yeah.
Because he refused and, sorry. Because she refuses, he had a breakdown and went to the emergency room.
Mm.
And he's actually struggling mentally because she refuses to follow his example.
He's struggling because mom won't follow the son's example.
That's what she's saying here.
Well, that don't make, okay.
His fiance and their family have already made their decision. So the family is blaming mom for the son's condition.
Right. He's a grown man though, right?
He's an adult.
Okay.
So I'm not going to read this. It's really long, but that's the essence of the whole thing.
Okay. So we need to be praying that mom will be strengthened and not allow the enemy to overcome her. that she's, whatever her choice is, that she has the strength to maintain her choice. Good morning, Pastor. Amen. Welcome back with the hair all whipped to the side. Amen. That the Lord will allow her to maintain her conviction regarding her decision. Amen. What's mom's name again?
Mary.
Mary. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for Sister Mary. We're praying, Lord, that you would strengthen her and continue to encourage her to maintain her conviction and to maintain what you have, what she believes that her choice is, that she's making the right decision. We're asking that you would build her up, keep her strong, keep her focused on the choice that she's made, and not to let others change her mind due to peer pressure. And we're praying for the son, that you would do something with his heart and his mind and whatever's going on in him, Lord, not to take it out on his mom. We're praying for that entire family, that entire household. We're praying for that atmosphere. We're praying strength and healing of our hearts and the minds. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 So these are all pretty extensive. It's not a lot of them, but they're long. So
okay.
Bear with me as I read this.
Okay.
A couple of points here.
Okay, stop running from me. Get on over here.
This is from Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking for prayer for her 86-year-old father. He has high blood pressure and blood in his urine.
Mm.
His oldest son, he has two sons. They moved in with the dad, with grandpa, but they are not saved and have rejected Christ.
Mm.
And they're not doing the right thing.
Right.
She's praying for their salvation. She's praying that they move out of dad's home.
Yeah.
She's also asking for prayer for her son, her nephew, John, who is 18 years old. He was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Oh, MS.
He has other conditions that often leave him disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister has to take him to the hospital, and this was a couple of days ago. So she's asking for prayer for his healing and his comfort.
So the first, let's pray for the dad. What's the dad's name?
Dad, she did not provide dad.
Okay. Father God, in the name of, what's her name?
Her name is Teresa.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Teresa's dad, you understand the things that are going on in his body. You understand, Lord, the things that are going on in the atmosphere that he's in. Father, you understand everything from beginning to end. There is nothing hid from your sight. Everything is laid open and made known by you. Father, we're asking for healing and deliverance for Teresa's dad. Father, the boys that moved in with the dad, we're praying that something will happen in their lives, in their atmospheres. Something will happen with them or through them or to them that will lead them or move them to the cross. Father, we're praying that they will not disrespect Teresa's dad's home, that they will not disrespect him by way of their sins, that they will repent and come to the cross. We're praying for healing for the dad, that you would give him peace in his heart and in his mind, and for Teresa. We're praying for healing for that entire family and the young man with the multiple sclerosis. We're praying, Father, for healing. We're praying for deliverance. Father, we know that you are the great deliverer and the great healer, and there is nothing that you cannot do. We pray, Lord, for healing. We pray for deliverance for that home, for that family, and for that atmosphere. We're praying for a victorious testimony in Jesus' name. Amen. Did I cover that whole family situation? Amen.
Yes, you did.
How's the Reverend doing?
Good.
He's doing good? Is he all rested up?
You know, he's all rested up. That's good.
Amen.
Yeah.
That part is good. Okay.
Get them to rush out the house.
Oh, yeah. I understand. Yeah. Pastor, those envelopes, those yellow ones, would you take them and give them to your husband? That's from last night.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I want to make sure that I don't want to forget to give them to him. All right.
Okay. So we just got an update on Dustina.
Okay.
She's actually online.
What? Yo, Dustina, what's happening, girl? God's got you. God's got you in the name of Jesus, and not just you, but your entire family. God's got you. He will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Amen? Yes. Man, talking about it. So she's from the hospital bed, yes. Online. Amen. Hallelujah.
So she said that they dropped the oxygen from 100% to 90%. So she's breathing at about 94%.
Oh, good. Awesome.
They stopped the meds because they were causing liver damage. She's been coughing up blood and mucus, but she's slowly getting better.
Yes.
Not on any type of CPAP.
Amen. Praise God. God is the healer.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We get praise reports and praise reports and praise reports, proving over and over again how God is healing, how God is delivering, how God is moving in atmospheres, how God is changing things. I've heard people say God don't work miracles. Maybe you won't let him work them in your life, but I see miracles working all the time.
Amen.
When I look in the mirror every morning, I see a miracle.
Amen.
Amen. I know God works miracles, and just because you're not allowing him to work miracles in your life, that's your problem. But don't just put some blanket statement, God, that was back in the old days. No, you tripping. God is still working miracles. He's still healing. He's still walking among us. He's tabernacling with us. Amen. Because I was rolling it, but it wasn't happening. Amen. He's doing that with us. God is with us. Amen. And so if you're looking for a miracle and you're walking by faith and not by sight, don't count God short. God's got all kind of miracles. I'm telling you, this church in and of itself is a miracle. Amen. Amen. Just to have the doors open and the lights on, it's a miracle to have people. We used to have a house full of people, and I'm not really sure how many of them really, really love the Lord. When the Lord, I'm just not. I couldn't put my life on it. But once the Lord cut a whole lot of people out, once he trimmed the fat, it's been beautiful. Because everyone that's here is here because they want to be here. And everybody here, from where I'm standing, from my perspective, from what the Lord showed me, everybody here loves God. Amen. And I'd rather have 20 people loving Jesus from now until kingdom come than 10,000 people and they're all jacked up.
Amen.
Amen. Because the more people you have, the more problems you have. The more people you have, the more controversy, the more trouble and more issues. When you got a handful of people that love God, you can't beat that.
Amen.
And that's better than any mega church. You got a mega church and 10 people and 10% of the people know Christ and the other 90 don't know who he is. Don't care to know who he is. That's a problem. Amen. That's all about get money. Listen, just because you got 10,000 people don't mean you're getting bank. Because a bunch of, we've had the house full of people and collected under $200. So pennies in the seats don't mean dollars in your pocket. And if you're in it for the money, God rebuke you in the name of Jesus anyway. Amen?
Amen.
I guess I'm off my high horse now. Go ahead. I'm not sure, but go ahead.
Okay, Felicia. She says, hello, family.
Hello.
I hope and pray all are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking for prayer for her daughter's brother. He is 18 years old in the hospital on a ventilator. His family brought him in.
At 18?
His family brought him in last Wednesday night, and the hospital immediately sedated him and put him on a ventilator.
Oh.
They say he'll be there for at least a week. His grandma says he's been sick for a week at home and has sleep apnea and asthma. The doctors told her that his lungs are scarred from COVID. She does not know if he's safe, so she's asking for prayer for his soul.
Scarred from COVID.
If he has asthma, his lungs
His lungs scarred from the asthma, not from COVID. See how they can just.
COVID-19.
Not anymore. Amen. You tell me what to do. You tell me what to do. I'll do it at home. Amen. That was a really stupid statement, Pastor. I couldn't agree with you more. But since they're the ones with the microphone and the ink pen, you know what you're gonna do? Microscope, microphone, and the ink pen. You know what you're gonna do? You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. So what you have to do is rely on your faith.
Right.
What you have to do is believe that God is who he said he is, and believe that God will do what he said he'll do. And if God says you're healed, oh, I want one of those. If God says, okay, if God says you're healed, you're healed. If God says you're delivered, you're delivered. If God says, I got you, I got you. Amen. Amen. We can't. I mean, there's so much I want to say and so much I can't say. There's a lot I want to say, but there's a lot that cannot be said. My faith is in God, period. I'm praying. What's the little brother's name?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh,
the young man is
the baby's name. She did not get his name.
Okay, so what's her name?
Her name is Felicia.
So I want to pray. This is Felicia's sister's brother.
Her daughter's brother.
Her daughter's brother. Mm-hmm. I want to put him on the prayer list.
Absolutely.
For this week. Felicia, we're going to be praying for the little brother. 18 years old. These things shouldn't be happening to him. And it shouldn't be an automatic diagnosis as soon as you walk through the door.
Right.
Okay? There should be some testing. There should be some honesty. You know, there should be some people that actually know what they're doing. You know, we need God in these examination rooms, and we need God to follow you in these hospital rooms, because you just can't trust the world. We can't trust him. We haven't been able to trust him anyway, but now for certain. This is, you have to be careful about who you allow to minister and to speak over your life. Amen. You have to be careful who you allow to speak over your life, and then you take it in. Because just because they're wearing a white coat don't mean they're right.
Amen.
You know, anybody can get a coat. Mm-hmm. You know, chefs have coats. Anybody can get a coat. Jock was that Doc McStuffin has a white coat. Oh, you go sit down. No, she's right though. She's right. Just because you know, we need people that love God diagnosing the other people that love God. We don't need people that are part of the plan diagnosing people that are not part of that established plan. We need people that love God to be working on other people that love God. So since we cannot control any of that, we're going to be praying for our little brother. We're going to add him to our prayer list this week. And we're going to be praying. We don't know. We're just going to use Teresa's name, right?
Felicia.
We're just going to use Felicia's name, okay? Her daughter's brother, okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, can I get you all to lift your hands up with me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Nikki, put some oil on my hands. Hallelujah. I keep forgetting to order the other one. Amen. Thank you. Don't my wife look good with all her curly cues and her diamond rings and her gold necklaces and whatnot? Amen. The gadgets. Amen. All the brown chocolate skin. Amen. All right. I know I'm praying. Leave me alone. Amen. I can multitask. Amen. 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 Father God, in the name, if it was your wife I was bragging on, then you would have a problem. But I'm talking about mine now. Amen. Amen. Hello. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. And we thank you for an opportunity to pray for our little brother, Felicia's daughter's brother. We're praying, Lord, for absolute and complete healing. We're praying that the diagnoses that these people are giving to our family, that you will speak over what's being spoke over them. That's what he said. That you, Father, will speak over your children. You will speak over what they have spoken over them. For only your word is absolute truth. Only your word is absolute. You are the one that actually knows what's going on. And we're praying for complete healing and deliverance, and that you will speak over him as we pray for him. As we speak to you regarding his situation, his atmosphere, as we speak, We're asking that you will speak and let your perfect will be done. Heal and deliver and give him the testimony. And if she says she doesn't know if he's saved. Father, if he is not saved, if he does not know you, if he has not committed to you, we're praying at this time that you will speak to his mind, to his heart, and to his spirit and convict him to the point where he will speak to you and ask you to enter into his life and save him and fill him with your spirit. God, we're asking that you would deliver him from the enemy completely and give him the testimony that will cause others to see you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 We need God speaking over our people.
Yes.
We need God ministering over them. In spite of what the doctors and nurses say, we need God ministering over them. Amen.
I heard a testimony that a lady, she was a runner.
Come here, Pastor, you all back there?
She was a runner and she had, they were diagnosing her with scoliosis.
Ooh.
And so she wasn't going to be able to run. And then as she continued to seek out God and do some searching, she went to another doctor. It turns out she was dehydrated. That's why she was having back pains.
Dehydrated.
Her muscles were tightening up because she was dehydrated.
And they were giving her...
And they were about to diagnose her, make her stop running and all this stuff. And all she needed was some fluids.
Just needed some... Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Electrolytes.
Yes.
How crazy.
Is that crazy?
You need to put your faith in God.
Yes.
In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. He'll lead you somewhere or lead somebody to you to bless you.
Yes.
God, no. Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, oh my goodness. It was
So that was about to jack her up because she needed some water. And look at all the insurance money they would have got for treating her for something she didn't have.
Yes.
She'd have had something when they got finished. But she didn't have anything when she went in.
Yes, sure.
But when she came out, if she came out, she had definitely had something.
Yes.
And they're just chalking up the dollars.
Yes.
Oh, we got to test her for this and charge him for that and do this and do. Abigail passing out water now. Amen. Amen. She don't want us. She's looking out for us. She's like, she's passing out water. Everybody take some water. Amen. Get some, what do you call that stuff we drink? Gatorade, y'all. Some Powerade, Gatorade. Somebody get some kind of aid. Amen. And drink some water before you go to the doctor now. Because the girl, they're not looking at you as a patient. They're looking at you as a payment.
Right.
Well, no. I'm sorry. Thank you, Nikki. Not all doctors. I'm talking about the system as a whole. You've got some strong, powerful Christian doctors, nurses, medical staff, EMTs. You got some strong, gospel, God-fearing medical people. And then you got some crooks and shysters. You got some jacklegs. Okay, that's right, Abigail Jackleg. You got some old crusty, crusty jackleg doctors and nurses that don't mean you no harm, don't mean you any good. You need to put God first. Let God. Oh, he's okay. There's a lot, long as you don't snatch the mic off, we good. And even if you do, we just put it back on. You need to make sure that you are consulting God and that you're asking God to speak over your life and not somebody else. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that, because that was good.
Amen.
I didn't get no water, but that's all right.
Oh.
I'm picking.
Okay. There you go.
No, I don't want any water. I'm good. Amen. I got some holy water. Amen. And y'all laughed with her, so she ain't going to stop now. Oh. All right. Amen.
This is our last prayer. This is from Savannah. She's asking for prayer for her sister Tamara. She's on a ventilator and induced coma.
Wow.
She's not sure if she's saved, so she's praying for healing and salvation.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Savannah is asking for prayer.
For her sister Tamara.
Tamara, okay. Whew. We're asking for prayer for Tamara. I said that right, right?
Yes.
Savannah's asking for prayer. Savannah, whenever you hear this, if because I believe I'm believing that Savannah is a believer.
Yes.
Okay. What I need you to do is, well, they don't even let you in the hospitals anymore, do they?
No.
Wow. Look how the enemy set that up.
Yeah.
I don't want you, don't let any of those Christians go in the hospital and laying hands on them, because then they'll heal and it'll blow our cover. So let's keep them away. Let's keep them away from them. Can't keep God away.
Can't keep God away.
You see how
in the parking lot praying.
In the parking lot praying, yeah. And Sensation said we got praying nurses.
Yeah.
And doctors.
Yeah.
Amen. We got some praying nurses and praying doctors. If any praying nurses or praying doctors in that atmosphere, God knows who they are.
Yes.
If you could send them to that atmosphere.
Yes.
Father, we're asking that you would speak into that atmosphere from your throne to that bed. Father, we don't know if that person knows you or not, but if there's breath, there's a chance.
Yes.
If there's life, there's a chance.
Yes.
And Father, this is a great opportunity for you to minister to them right now. This is a great opportunity for you to speak to them, enter into their dreams, into their mind. This is a perfect time, Father, for you to enter into that soldier, into that person that's dealing with these situations, and speak to them and give them the opportunity, a chance to repent and to speak back to you and to invite you into their lives. Father, we're praying for tomorrow. We're praying for healing and deliverance. If there are any nurses, any doctors, anyone passing by that can pray over them, if there's anyone that you can send to lay hands on them, if there are any praying soldiers that can speak to them one-on-one, while the rest of us are praying for her right now, while the rest of us, while our global prayer warriors, those that are taking on assignments on behalf of those that we're praying for, while the prayer teams are praying, while the soldiers around the world are praying for tomorrow, Lord, please do something and give them that testimony. If there's any sin, remove it and forgive them of any sin. If they don't know you, Lord, open their heart and their mind so that they will know you. Father, this is the perfect time to say yes to Jesus. This is the perfect time to say, yes, I will. God, this is the perfect time to say, for God I live and for God I die. Perfect time. Perfect time. We're asking that you would enter into that atmosphere, cleanse it, and heal, and let them speak the glories of the Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Do we have anything from the chat room? Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. That's a good question. And just so you know, I have material on the oil, the tallit,
yes,
and all kinds of stuff in the 101 book. We'll be happy to send it to you. No cost, no charge, no nothing. We even pay for mailing. Or email you a PDF.
You can also click on the weekly newsletter.
Thank you.
It's right there in the newsletter.
Yes.
You can print it out yourself if you like.
Yes. And so we have all kind of resources that are freely available to anybody. We don't charge any. I don't remember the last time we asked somebody to pay anything for anything.
Never.
Yeah, we don't do that. We're not in this for the money. They told me a long time ago, I heard a preacher say, well, you claim God told you to open the church. We'll see. And if it stays open, you know, if it worked, evidently God was in it. If it didn't work, we already know this, because God's not going to tell you to do something so it can fail.
Right.
That's not how God does.
Right.
God does not set you up to fail. If you fail, it had nothing to do with God.
Amen.
Amen. So the quick response to the, and Asia, if we can somehow get her the one-on-one book, and that'll give her explanations on everything in detail.
Get it to Asia?
No. To the person that's asking.
Okay.
What we do with the oil, wow, there's so much detail in it, I'm trying to do the short version. The oil is a representation of the anointing from God. And so when those that have a relationship with God, some demon is, this is not for demons. These are for people that actually have a relationship with God. So when you go to that person and you're anointing your hands in the name of the Lord, and you're laying hands on that person, and you're laying hands on that person, you're representing the power and the authority of God. And that oil represents what God represents, it, and a covering over his people. They used to, one part of the oil is, I don't know, they still may use it today, but in the past, was they would put olive oil on the sheep, and where they were, because they were getting bit up by fleas and ticks, and they would put the olive oil on the sheep where they were being bitten and eaten up, and the bugs couldn't hold on to the sheep, and they would fall off, and it would protect them from being bitten, because if they're all greased up, they can't get a good bite in. Y'all, that's what I read. And so when you're anointing them with oil, you're giving them a spiritual, good morning, Reverend Beacon, a spiritual protection or covering over whatever it is that they're dealing with. Do you think that answered their question? And so when you are anointing them with oil, you're speaking on behalf of the Most High God. And you're actually covering them. You're giving them a substance, a physical substance, to cover them in the name of the Lord. I hope, is that close enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
y'all, do y'all understand that?
Yes.
Amen. So I hope that was the very, 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 very short version. I hope that answered the question. What else do we have in the chat room? That's it?
I do have a prayer request.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
The prayer request is that the Caleb family is dealing with, they have leukemia. It's been going through the family.
Really?
A couple of scares.
That's a cancer, right?
Least, mm-hmm. Yes. And then at least one mother-in-law that's dealing with it.
Really?
On a high level. So we just want to pray for that family, because it seems to be
Wow. Okay. So we will pray. And we know for a fact that God does stuff with, we know God is able. The Freeloos, how are they doing? Because the last I heard, the whole family was sick. Good morning. The whole family was sick last I heard. Has anyone heard?
The last time I checked was before we left.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was doing well and healed, except our baby girl, Angelique. She was still experiencing fevers.
Oh.
So, but everybody was doing better.
Okay.
And she was the last one to kind of get better. So we're still praying for the family. We want her at 100%.
Yeah.
I want to say she said she was like at 65 the last time.
Wow. Okay. So,
Caleb,
what's Caleb's and the Freeloos?
Freeloos.
Okay.
Wow.
Leslie, how's your mom doing? You can speak. It's okay.
Yeah,
she's good.
Hanging in there.
She's hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hanging in there. She's a tough old soldier, though, ain't she? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's your dad?
Same.
Same? Okay. We're going to keep them lifted up. Amen. 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 How are your folks doing? You, David. How are your folks doing? They do it? Okay. Don't be scared. I ain't going to call you up. Amen. Brother, that box is for your wife, just so you know. We want to pray for the Freeloos and for the, not Hendersons, Calebs.
Storms.
Storms? Oh! Thank you. Because I heard that there's a lot of crazy weather going on, especially
yes.
in the Northeast.
Yes.
Bless you, Sensational, because I didn't want to forget that.
Yes.
A lot of crazy stuff going on. So after I pray for the Freeloos and the Calebs, how can I not? The Calebs, the dogs, the
yes,
Calebs,
right.
the Bible. Like, Caleb, I got that. And Afghanistan. That's it. And Afghanistan. Girl,
yeah,
hello.
Amen. Okay.
Young mind, I like that. Okay.
Woo.
Girl. Young woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Servicio a la Virgen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we first of all, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you and we bless your name. For you are the only one good. Your mercies are everlasting and your truth shall always be. God's truth will always be. You know, they told me a long time ago, they said, don't worry when people lie, and you can live down a lie, but the truth will last forever.
Amen.
Amen. People will lie on you and ain't nothing you can do about it. What you can't control what come out of their lips. If they're gonna lie, let them lie. But a lie will, in time, a lie will fade. It'll pass away, believe it or not. But the truth will always stand, and the truth will always be the truth.
Amen.
So those of you that are dealing with people that are lying on you and lying, you maintain your ground. You stand on truth, because God's truth, it is impossible for God's truth to fail. It will not fail. It will not fade. And it will always be. And in its time, it will burn brighter than the sun, and it will destroy any lie that ever came up against you.
Amen.
And that's for somebody. I need you to remember that. Amen. Lies fade just like their daddy. The author of lies, he's got a new home too. Amen. And all him and all of his lies will join him there. It will fade. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we're praying for the Freeloos and the Calebs. Father, you understand what's going on in that atmosphere. You understand what's happening. We don't know. We don't dare to speak what could be, but you know. Father, we need Angelique to be healed completely and delivered. We need that Freeloo family to be healed and completely delivered. We need that for them in the name of Jesus. They're soldiers in the army of the Lord. They need your healing. They need your deliverance. The Calebs, they need you, Father. Whatever's going on in that atmosphere, whatever spirit is running around loose in that atmosphere, we need you. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you would put a stop to whatever's happening, a stop to whatever's going on, that you would stop the enemy in their tracks and destroy them in the name of Jesus, because all the power and glory is in your hands, and there is nothing that the enemy can do to stop you. For you are the great King of Kings and the great Lord of Lords. You are God. You are Yeshua. There is none other. There is none greater. There's only one great, and that's you. We bless you, Father, for the opportunity to pray for those that we love. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Father, the soldiers, the members, the believers that are in Afghanistan, and do you know any other places? Because I know there's rain in the Northeast. There's rain, and there's some places that are dealing with some serious weather conditions. If you know them, or if anybody comes online, Asia, let me know so I can speak it out, so I can call it out. Father, we're praying for anyone that's dealing with these weather situations. We're praying for anyone that's dealing with problems. They've lost their homes. Some of them have lost their churches. Some of the churches are just gone. Just flooded out. Father, we're praying for people that are dealing with these situations. Father, we don't know what's going on, but I know you know. We can't control it, but you can. We can't stop, prevent, or move anything, but you can. We were praying for my sister. She texted me last week, and she said, she showed me a picture off the TV that the storm, what was it, the hurricane?
Something
in Florida.
Yeah.
And it was going in her city where she lives. They were close to the middle of the storm. It had to pass over them. And she was praying. She said, "Brother, please pray." She said, and she sent me a picture. She said, "The storm, we're in the path of the storm." She said, "Please pray." The hurricane.
It was a tropical storm.
It was a tropical storm. She said, "And we're in the path." And I asked my wife to send out a notice to the prayer team. The prayer team got to praying. Was it the same day or the next day? And later on that day, she said, "It would appear that the storm has turned."
Amen.
When she sent me the text, they were right. It was there.
Yes.
When we finished praying, the storm had turned.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Tell me what God can't do. Tell me what God can't do. It doesn't matter what the enemy does. I'm not concerned about what the enemy does. I'm concerned about what God does. I don't waste brain cells worrying about what the enemy's doing. That's just a waste of my time. I'm too busy focusing on what God is doing. Because whatever the enemy's doing, it's going to collapse sooner or later. Whatever the enemy's doing, it will be exposed sooner or later. My concern is what is God doing? Now, don't get me wrong. I need to be aware. So I need how to know how to conduct myself and minister to God's people. Yes. But worrying and sweating and, oh, Jesus, I ain't got time for all of that. I'm thanking God because I'm delivered from the storm. Yes. I'm delivered from the storm. I love seeing what the enemy is doing. So I know how to bob and weave, and See, because if I know where he's at, I can pinpoint him. Right? Amen. And so I'm cool with knowing where he's at and what he's up to, but I ain't going to lose no sleep over it. Because I know God is able.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with you? You just all religious. You call me, you can call me a bunny rabbit if you want to. I don't care. Because I know what I do works.
Yes.
Amen. I know my God works. I know my faith works. Now, you do whatever you do.
Yeah.
You just be you, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I'm going to be what God called me to be. He called me to be a warrior and a soldier.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier for Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
Yeah. Jesus.
I don't even remember what I was saying now. Oh, the storm. Yeah, I don't forget. All right, so don't even worry about it. Amen. So that's it. No prayer. Come on, people. You ain't got nothing to pray. I'm out of time. Why are you looking at me like that? Give me the skunk eye. Y'all see her, right? Y'all saw that, right? She gave me the skunk eye. Y'all see? Don't be smiling. She now trying to smile it off now. Amen. Whatever. The eyes told the story. Amen. 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 We give God praise and we magnify him. I'm sorry I left my prayer notes at the house. I remember there's a video that I want you to watch. And it's on YouTube. And Abigail, I'm going to show you this so you can show them that. It's an awesome video. It's about 12 minutes long. And I need you, if you can, I would love for you to watch it. Hold on. Okay, here. If you can watch this video, I forgot her name. What's her name on there, Abigail? Can you read that? That is an incredible video. She had a rapture dream, and as she spoke about Pastor Sandy during her while she's talking. It's a beautiful YouTube. If you could watch it, I believe it will bless you.
Yes.
And you can find it on our Hebrew Club, our Facebook, RMBC Facebook, and. I think we're going to go ahead and start praying for people in house. So I'm going to dismiss from this part of the service. Thank you. Thank you. Hang on to that. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I didn't read my faith paper. Who knows the faith paper by heart? Jocko, come on up here. I didn't bring my faith paper after 15 years. You think I'd know it by heart? I don't. Come on over here, gal. This is my sister-in-law, Jocko. Amen. Minister of music and whatnot.
And whatnot.
That's what the young kids used to say back in the day. And whatnot. Amen. All right, go ahead, Jocko.
Okay.
We're going to do the faith paper. If you got your faith paper, let's do it. If not, just try to remember.
By faith, I will not believe what I see, but what God has promised me. By faith, I will receive courage to step out
and gain strength to go through.
By faith, I will live by God's word
each day, and his instructions I must obey. By faith,
I am confident and assured with certainty that all my desires, hopes, and dreams can become a reality through God's will for my life. By faith, I will not be afraid, worry, or doubt, believing, trusting, and depending on God's power to work all things out to his own glory. By faith, I will receive God's promise
and be a blessing to others.
By faith, I will trust God to keep his promise
and give me my reward stored up for me since the foundation of this world. Altogether, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Thank you, Jacqua. Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. She'll let me do it. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you. Please send us your prayers. We are happy to pray for you and with you. We're about to have prayer service in-house now until Pastor Sandy gets here. And keep us lifted up. And I pray that real soon one of these prayer services will be the last one here. Amen. In the cloud. Come on, what to say, Brother Lloyd?
in the crowd or in the cross.
Amen. God bless you, everybody. Amen. I knew you'd let me. That's why I did it, John.